Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this great, beautiful life you've given to us, Lord. You called us out of darkness to know you and make you known. So we thank you as we look into the mirror of the Word, Father God. We are just encouraged because we see again what you have done in Jesus and also what you are doing in us and in this world, Lord. So bless this Word to our bodies and our bodies to the daily adventure that you've got for us, because our days were ordained while there were yet none of them. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 2 from verse 1 to 6 from the TPT translation. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, near Jerusalem, during the reign of King Herod. After Jesus' birth, a group of spiritual priests from the east came to Jerusalem and inquired of the people, "Where is the child who is born King of the Jews? We observed his star rising in the sky, and we've come to bow before him in worship." King Herod was shaken to the core when he heard this, and not only he, but all of Jerusalem was disturbed when they heard this news. So he called a meeting of the Jewish ruling priests and religious scholars, demanding that they tell him where the promised Messiah was prophesied to be born. "He will be born in Bethlehem in the land of Judah," they told him, "because the prophecy states, 'And you, little Bethlehem, are not insignificant among the clans of Judah, for out of you will emerge the shepherd king of my people Israel.'"
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for the meditation of my heart, my thoughts, and my words. In Jesus' name. It's beautiful. You know, we can see here Jesus has come to be the Savior. Why? Because we were associated with Christ before the foundation of the earth. So that word associated is when mankind would come to mind in the heart of God, he would think about Jesus. So mankind has fallen. So now he sends the master copy. He sends Jesus. The original intention, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And so Jesus is a beautiful picture. All that he's going to become now is to be a savior. That's his purpose, to come and to bring mankind back. And so his whole life, from baby to young man to father, and then paying the price, is a prophetic picture that's settled in heaven. That's been written out. His days were ordained while there were yet none of them. He's the firstborn among many brethren. So he's the brother that came and showed the way and lived the life so that we can now, in his own words, "As my Father sent me, so I send you." And as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. The works that I do, you shall also do. So that's the beauty. You know, we have been called out of darkness. We've lost our lives to now find our lives in the Lord. And we co-heirs with the Lord in the kingdom. And so just as we see here, and many times they reference prophetic word that has now become a reality with Jesus. And so in the same way, God has us. He's called us now. That's why we've lost our lives. So we have to find it. So he's there opening up. Daily, he's opening up our purpose, the plan that he's got for us, because each and every one of us is unique. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for us. So that is all in the heart of the Father and the Son, and through the leading of the Holy Spirit, now we are waking up, because we are now also children in this kingdom. You've got Jesus, the cornerstone. You got the prophets, the foundation, and the apostles, the foundation. And we also, as the word says, are precious stones being built in. So we've got, just as they play their part in establishing the kingdom realities here on earth, what was necessary for the next step, for the plan of God to come to pass. We also, we carry, our names are written in heaven, and this is why we just draw close on a daily basis like this, so as to wake up to what is our portion for this day. And so something beautifully is coming about. Again, back to the scripture, we are God's workmanship. So he knows us, and he knows how to mold us, and he knows how to bring us into the good works that he's been laid out for our lives. So stay in tune, guys. Develop on schedule. Our God is busy with something mighty. Darkness covers the earth, but praise God, we can arise and shine because God knows what he's doing, and his kingdom is to come on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.